Yes, I'd like to wish everyone a beautiful Shabbos and a beautiful Shavuos. We're going to leave you Divrei Torah and Shavuos also. First of all, the Divrei Torah should be Zechus Neshama, all the Kedoshim and Tzadikim who died in Israel. Should also be Zechus that the Hashem should bring peace, Shalom to Israel. Should also be Zechus Neshama, Boach Meir Ben Chaya. Boach Meir Ben Chaya. Can please down for Yehuda Ben Shifra, Matisyahu Chaim Ben Ittel, Benjamin Avadia Ben Esther, Moshe Dov Ben Fege Bracha, Wachel Bas Ilana, Yehudit Batwina, Yehudit Batwina, Leah Pesha Bastina, Chaya Malka Bat Batsheva, Brina Bracha Baswina, Brina Bracha Baswina, Daniela Bracha Zahava Basfegalea, Daniela Bracha Zahava Basfegalea, Leah Pesha Bastina, Mim Batsalwezel, Avam Yeshiyahu Ben Aviva, Avam Yeshiyahu Ben Aviva, Boch Tzvi Ben Esther, Sprinzer Bad Esther, Sprinzer Bad Esther, Pinchas Eliezer Ben Esther, Boch Tzvi Ben Esther, Shiu Bas Devoa Leia, and Leia Bas Rachel. Oh, Avam Meir Ben Bela Fega, Avam Meir Ben Bela Fega. Hashem should send them all a refuah shleima b'kavod, and down for the cholim. So this week's parsha has been in Midbar Sinai. So Rabbi Eliezer Ginsburg, a Rebbe in Yeshiva Meir in Brooklyn, said, why is it Rebbe Hashem Moshe in Midbar Sinai? Zuck of Ginsburg, because the Jewish people, B'nai Yisrael, learned Torah when they were in the desert. The teacher said a Jew can learn Torah anywhere, even if you're at a bus stop, or on a train, or in a restaurant. You know, you can learn Torah everywhere. The Jews learned in the Midbar, then you can learn Torah anywhere. However, Binyamin Jacobs from Lakewood said, Lord, in Midbar Sinai, Midbar is a desert. Meaning, however, Binyamin Jacobs said, the only way a Jew, a Yid, a member of B'nai Yisrael could grow in Torah, if they make themselves into Hefker. If they make themselves into nothing. They make themselves into nothing, then they'll grow into Torah. They make themselves like a Midbar, like nothing, then they'll grow into Torah. Well, Moshe Feinstein's Asal said, Hashem told Moshe to camp B'nai Yisrael. Hashem told Moshe to camp in Israel, and they said, Moshe Rabbeinu vayasu kashet tziva Hashem vayafkidem. Moshe Rabbeinu counted Bnei Yisrael as Hashem commanded him, and vayafkidem, he did it. Zakwa Moshe Feinstein's Atzal. Why would you think Moshe Rabbeinu would not count the Bnei Yisrael, not count the Jewish people like Hashem commanded him? So we know Moshe Rabbeinu is the leader of Bnei Yisrael. So Moshe Rabbeinu might have had on his own intention to count the army, because this way, by counting the army, to show how powerful a leader Moshe Rabbeinu was. No, Vayasu kashet tziva Hashem vayafkidehim. Moshe Rabbeinu counted Bnei Yisrael because Hashem commanded him, not for his own reasons. Then the Walag said this, Vayidaber Hashem and Moshe leimor binbar Sinai ba'ol moed. Why that language? So the Walag said, Hashem, Sinai, you know, is Torah. So Hashem was telling Moshe, Midbar Sinai, speak Torah be'ola moed. Meaning when Hashem was telling Moshe Rabbeinu, the only way like a shul or yeshiva or a seminary or a kol become Kaddish, if you learn Torah there. Midbar Sinai be'ola moed. How do you make the ola moed? How do you make the yeshiva? How do you make the seminary? But Midbar Sinai, by learning Torah. Don't you make a shul into a shul by learning Torah. Our Mordechai Eliyahu from Eretz Yisrael said, Hashem told Moshe to go to every tent of the Levium, and numbers are going to come out, saying in one tent there's 15 members here, another tent 18 members, you know, naming how many people in the tent of Levium. So Zakhar Mordechai Eliyahu, so why couldn't Moshe Rabbeinu just sit at home, and Hashem calls in Nevuah? Levium toll is $15,000. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu have to go to each tent? And don't forget, Moshe Rabbeinu did not go into the tent. So why did he have to go in front of each tent to get the Hashem to give them the number, you know, say by Ruach HaKodesh, how many people in the tent? Zuck Hawa Mordechai Eliyahu, because you have to do Hishtadlus. You do have to do Hishtadlus. You have to do your Hishtadlus. You have to do your Hishtadlus. You have to do what Hashem Hishtadlus, and therefore Hashem will give you, you know, help you. But you first have to do Hishtadlus. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, go to every tent of the Levim, and I'll take the numbers out. Sha'abas Rabim. So why are we counting the soldiers here? Zak Sha'abas Rabim, because again, it's to count our army. We have to have Ishtadlus. We have to have an army. Yes, Hashem called, if you look at the battles, the wars that the B'nai Israel were in the Midbar, and even today, they were Nisim, the miracles, Niflas. But we still have to do Ishtadlus. We have to have an army and we have to fight it. Then the Walak said, Vayidvei Hashem Moshe Mor bin Masinai Vomei Tzu at Wash. So what's B'nai Yisrael? Lift up the head of every Jewish person. So what's going on? Zakhtu Alag. That's why Midbar Sinai, we're telling the Jewish people, you have the Torah, you are at Har Sinai. Hashem gave you the Halakha Torah, Kedosha. So lift up your head. Be proud that you are Jewish. Be happy that you're an Eved Hashem. Be happy that you're a child of Hashem and Hashem gave you the Halakha Torah. That's what the Be'er Moshe, Midbar Sinai with the Torah. Oh my, what? So lift up your head because you're a Jew and you got the Halakha Torah. Then it says, the Netziv said that, you know, it says these are the children of Moshe and Aaron, and only listen to Aaron's children. And we say that the children of Aaron are really children of Moshe Rabbeinu, because Moshe Rabbeinu taught Aaron's children. Zuck the Netziv, but what about Bnei Yisrael? Moshe Rabbeinu taught the whole Jewish people. Moshe Rabbeinu taught all Bnei Yisrael the Torah. So why here we're saying here, Aaron's children are the children of Moshe, because Moshe taught them Torah. What about all Bnei Yisrael? Zuck the Netziv. Because Moshe taught Aaron's children Torah Sheba Alpeh. The rest of Bnei Yisrael did not learn Torah Sheba Alpeh until they got to Eved Yarden. And it says when you teach them a Torah Sheba Alpeh, it inspires, you know, changes you, inspires you, has much more hashpah. So therefore, that's why Moshe he taught Aaron's sons the Torah Sheba Alpeh. That's why Aaron's sons were considered children of Moshe, and not the rest of Bnei Yisrael, because he's not teaching Moshe, teach them Torah yet. Then how Moshe Shor from Lakewood said this, I think quoted by Moshe Sternbach from Yishlaim Yerkodesh, I'm not sure, but it says, Shevet Kahati will never be destroyed. First of all, where's Shevet Kahati, and where will he never be destroyed? So we know Kahati carried the Torah. They carried the Torah. So Zuck how Moshe Shor from Lakewood, he thinks of our Moshe Sternbach Shlita, because what Hashem's saying, those who learn and live and support Torah, that will always be through the whole history of the Jewish people. There will always be people learning, living, and supporting and spreading Torah. That will never get destroyed. And that's why Hashem, the Shevet Kahati, will never get destroyed. They carry the Torah. Meaning those who learn, live, and support the Torah and spread Torah will never get destroyed. Then it says, by Merari, Vayaf Kidem, and they were appointed. Zuck, how was Samson with Fal Hirsch? What pshat, Vayaf Kidem, Merari? So you might have thought that the job Merari got because that was left over from Kahat and Gershon. That was left over from Kahat and Gershon. So that's why Merari got what they did. No, Zakhar was Samson Fal Hirsch. Merari was appointed for this. That was Merari's job to carry the boards of the Mishkan. It was Merari's job to carry the boards of the Mishkan. That's why I said Vayafkidei. Merari was appointed. That was Merari's job. Then Shabbas Rabim by Gershon and Merari says the word Masa, not by Kahas. Why not? Zuck Shabbas Rabim, because Kahas did not have a heavy job. They thought they were calling the Aaron, remember, the Aaron Kodesh carried them. They did not carry the Aaron Kodesh. So those are the, and just one more last word, is place kind of connected while Samson Fal Hirsch and Vayifakadim Merari, while Moshe Feinstein's outside said, Ish Avodasam after Merari, because every person has their job. Merari's job was carrying the boards and Akhtash Kalim of the Mishkan. Aaron's and his sons were, you know, what to work in the Mishkan and eventually touch the Kalim. Ishi Shavodasam, the teacher, that. Well, Moshe Feinstein has also that. I'm going to now give you words on Shavuos. We should all have a beautiful Yontif. So Rav Levi Yitzchak Mebeditchev, the Kedushas Levi, said, how could Bnei Yisrael, how could the Jewish people fall asleep? Here they're getting the Torah, how could they fall asleep? So Zakhar of Levi Yitzchak Mebeditchev, Hashem told Moshe to tell Bnei Yisrael, tell them I'm giving them the Torah. So the first night, the Jewish people, Bnei Yisrael, were so excited about the Torah, they couldn't fall asleep. The second night, same thing, couldn't fall asleep. The Gemara says, if you take a shvu, an oath, that you're not gonna sleep for 72 hours, it's a false oath, because you're going to fall asleep. Then no person can remain awake for 72 hours. They have to go sleep within 72 hours. The third night is within 72 hours. That even though they had excitement, they eventually fell asleep. Zakhar Levi Yitzchak Mebeditchev. That's why we, Bnei Yisrael today in 5781, we stay up all night and Shavuos, because we want to get that excitement that Bnei Yisrael had in getting the Torah. We want to live that excitement. Then it says, we know Yitro was in the same parsha as Matan Torah. You know, the Seven Steve Brothers in parsha Yitro. So the Ishbitzer said, you know, Yitro tried every Avodah Zarah, so why would you want that with Matan Torah? Zuck the Ishbitzer. The Ishbitzer said a beautiful vort. The Ishbitzer said that, yes, what Hashem is telling us, no matter how far away you from the Derech of Hashem and Torah, if you want to get connected to Torah, you can. Here, Yitro tried every Avodah Zarah. But then he saw the light. He saw the true light of Hashem and the Torah mitzvahs. So Hashem said, and he wanted to return, and he wanted to go to the Torah mitzvahs. But Hashem said, I'm going to put a matan Torah with a posh. The teachers, no matter how far you are, if you want to get connected to Torah, Hashem will let you do it. Then it says, Moshe went up to a mountain, and Hashem heard his voice. So, Beis Avraham, called the Zohar Kodesh, what's going on? Moshe Rabbeinu was not even up on the mountain yet. Moshe was going up to the mountain. Zak the Beis Avraham, called Zohar Kodesh. It's to teach us when a Jew, when a Yid, when a member of Bnei Yisrael wants to do a mitzvah, Hashem's going to help them. It said, Moshe Allah, he's going up the mountain. Hashem said, I heard his voice. I'm going to talk to him right away. Then it says, Akei, Kanfei Nisham Vayivi, I'll see. So Beis Avraham said, well, Hashem was telling Bnei Yisrael, was telling the Jewish people, I know you saw incredible miracles, you saw incredible nis and miracles in Mitzrayim, what I did for you. But you still need Amuna Bitachan. I'm going to put you on my kesha and I'm going to bring you close to me. You still need Amuna Bitachan Hashem. Miracles only goes that far. Then Rav Eli Olopian says, we know Shavuos is Chatzi Lachem, here for you. So Zak Rav Eli Olopian, what's the explanation there? What do you mean here for you? So the pshat is, Zak Rav Eli Olopian, the pshat is that we're supposed to show Hashem, you know, remember Moshe Rabbeinu had a fight with the Malachim, who's getting the Sefer Torah. So we know Hashem gave Moshe Rabbeinu the Torah because, you know, we're human beings. It applies us to bench, to eat, you know, Shabbos. So that's why Chatzi Lachem, that's why Shavuos, half is for us, half is to eat, eat meals, to drink food, to drink and eat, to show Hashem, this is why we got the Torah, we're not Malachim. But more than that, Rav Eli Olopian, is to show how we're going to live, be a Ben Torah and Bas Torah, how we're going to live in a Torahic way, our daily life, we're going to use the Torah for. We're going to eat like a Torahic Jew. We're not going to eat 10 hamburgers. We're not going to have 50 cups of Coca-Cola. Yes, we can have a cup of Coca-Cola. We can have a couple of hamburgers. We're not going to have 50 cups of Cokes. We're not going to have 50 hamburgers. We're going to act like, now that we got the Torah, we're going to make that Lachem in a Torahic way. Then it says, Na'aseh v'nishma. So the Balak said this. The Balak said, Na'aseh, we're telling Hashem, Na'aseh, we're going to keep the Torah, but nishma, we're going to want to hear more, even more on how we can make these mitzvahs even greater, how we can get better kavanas in them, how we can continue growing higher and higher in serving you. Then the Chasam Sofer said, we know, he says, Yivrech Hashem, that means to have sons, Yishmerech means women, it means daughters. So Zak HaChas himself, it says when Boaz came to the field, he saw people work in the field and he saw a woman there. So he suspected they were doing something not sneers. But then the men turned to men, the farmers turned to Boaz and said, we were doing everything sneers. You were Choshishas? So they said to Boaz, Yivrech Hashem. Well, they tell him, Boaz, because you were Choshishas, that woman was sneers and we did nothing wrong. So Yivrech Hashem, Hashem, may you only have sons because what you did to us. And all of his children died except for his son. So I'd just like to wish everyone a beautiful Shabbos. And may we take advantage of Shavuos and really run up the ladder of Matan Torah. And I'll tell you one last word. Well, Binyamin Jacobs from Lakewood said this. He says, you know, when someone sells a house, they're a little sad. Like, you know, there's a lot of memories. Even some, let's say Reuven's selling the house to Shimon. Even so, Reuven's moving to a bigger house, he's a little sad because the house he was in has a lot of memories. So he said, but he said, by Hashem, by he didn't give us his Torah, he was happy. So what's going on? Zakar Binyamin Jacobs from Lakewood. First of all, we know Hashem has the Torah still, so what's going on? Zakar Binyamin Jacobs, when Hashem was saying to us, I'm giving you, Bnei Yisrael, I'm giving you the Jewish people, the Yidden, I'm giving you the Torah. So now when you pass in halacha, that's the halacha, not me anymore. Hashem's saying, it's up to you, it's up to your Rabbanim, your Gedolei Ador, to decide what we do. And therefore, you control the Torah, and therefore, you control the Torah, and there's Shema, everything's going to affect Shemayim Ba'aretz. It's up to you. And Hashem was happy seeing his children passing the Torah and keeping the Torah. So Hashem wasn't saying that he gave up the Torah, but he was actually happy seeing his children want to keep the Torah, live the Torah, and passing the Torah. Okay, I'm going to leave. Halachas again, ask your local Orthodox rabbi. These halachas discussed at the Shabbos table. Well, Moshe finds things outside, right? So regular thermometer, mercury thermometer, you can use it on Shabbos if you think someone in your family is sick. You can take temperature from someone if you think they're sick on Shabbos. You can do a mercury temperature. Well, Feder, who's a posik in Lakewood, said you can shake it to reuse it on Shabbos if you're taking temperature of someone else on Shabbos. But let's say you're only taking temperature of Reuven, and you don't need it for anyone else, and you don't need to take temperature again of Reuven, so you should not shake the thermometer. You should not shake the thermometer. You should not shake the thermometer. You should leave it as is. Then, Then Rav Shimon Ida said, a spoon that holes in it, you can use it for coleslaw and cucumber salad, because there you want the liquid to remain. You want the liquid to remain by coleslaw and cucumber salad, so you can use that on Shabbos with a spoon, even so they have holes in it. Then a lot of posts can say, let's say you fall asleep on a shtender, on a desk on Shavuos night, you sleep more than a half an hour, does not make a difference. You do not make any of the brachas. But if you sleep on a couch or a bed, you sleep flat on the couch or a bed, then you can make all the brachas. Alei Kol Shavuos, a good Shabbos, a good Matan Torah, and Oni B'Shavuos Tovos. Zay Gezunt.